Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
in.
On those good vibes, 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Good morning. All right, some of our friends are knocking at the door. Breeze, why don't you open it up?
What up, everybody? How are we feeling? Let's start with our girl, Melissa. Melissa says, good morning and happy Thursday. Thursday's my favorite day of the week, so therefore my vibes are high and I'm feeling good.
It's one of my favorites, too. You know why? It's Pizza Thursday.
It's Pizza Thursday.
I think I'm going to turn it into Calzone Thursday tonight.
So important.
Just fold that pizza over and make
just
it into calzone.
Fold it in. What is the difference between a stromboli and a calzone?
It's mostly the shape.
But the same sentiment, correct?
I feel like it is. I love a stromboli.
Yeah.
But I can't go wrong with a calzone. Not everyone does it right. I've been to some places.
Calzones our first date.
And those were delicious. Weren't they?
Those were very good. Rip Schiano's.
Schiano's.
Rip.
What's it now over there? Fox's.
Fox's bagels.
Yeah. But yeah, I love a good calzone. I don't
allegedly,
know where else.
Allegedly.
I don't know where else in this city you can get one. Does anyone know? Where can you get a good calzone? Let us know.
I don't know. No clue. I eat a calzone maybe once every like 2 years.
Yeah.
But when I do, it hits. All right. Who else is here? We have our girl, Kelsey, weighing in.
What's up, Kelsey?
Kelsey says, hey, guys. Vibes are okay this morning. I've really been going through it. But I will say, listening to your show is keeping my vibes up.
What's wrong?
Oh, Kels. Me and you both, queen. It's been a rough 5 days. Let's just put it that way.
A whole week. It's been a really tough week, but
don't worry. Just when I think I'm getting back on my feet, I get absolutely pummeled to the ground. So it's really fine.
Don't worry.
Good.
We're going to turn that frown upside down.
Coast, just go out tonight. Get a nice marg.
Yeah, I was going to say, get a marg. Salted rim.
Yes. Yeah.
Where's Nico and Steve?
I know, like,
they're
what?
They're pissing me off.
Guys, not you ghosting. Oh, it's so tough.
Every week. They get paid on Wednesday. We don't hear from them because they're too busy spending their cash.
Hey, y'all. It's Grace. My vibes are, my good vibes are the fact that I'm surprisingly killing it in school.
That's our girl right there.
Oh, my God. Yes, Grace.
Yes.
Calzones at Create a Pizza on Monroe are bomb. Never been.
Never been. Never heard of them. I'm in Monroe.
Allegedly.
We need a Teflon vest before we go in there.
I do know where it is.
Are we talking more Pittsburgh?
It dabbles. It dabbles.
Right. Are we right on the line?
Right after the bridge.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it dabbles. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are good. Last night I watched that new documentary, Titan, the Ocean Gate documentary.
Waiting for that for little years.
I didn't finish it, though. I didn't realize how long it was. I got another 45 minutes to go.
Oh, my gosh. I watched the Alex Cooper documentary last night, or yesterday, I should say. It was really good.
I didn't know you knew anything about Alex Cooper.
What do you mean? She's just a feminist icon of my generation.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the rock and roll star.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I was thinking, I thought you said Alice Cooper.
No, Alex with an X.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Total icon.
Yeah.
What platform was that on?
Hulu and Disney Plus.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. It's only two episodes. It's really good. I might rewatch it again, honestly. I felt inspired. And she went into like this... I'm not going to spoil it. But anyways, you guys can go watch it. Just a heads up, guys. Not to be a Debbie Downer at all, but I just got to keep the people informed. The air quality today is low.
It's not great. So if you're going to go for a run, if you're going to go for a jog, I would keep it to a minimum just to be safe.
It's really not great.
Vibes are through the roof. I can't believe tomorrow's Friday already. It's freaking crazy. It's already the 12th of June. And today, as far as the weather's concerned, we're looking at a high of 74 degrees. It's cloudy right now in some parts, but we're going to definitely see some sun. That's 3 days in a row.
Love.
Talk about a hat trick. We need all hands on deck for this one. A Rochester woman is asking for the community's help after her dog was allegedly taken after getting loose from her backyard. This was this past weekend, Saturday afternoon. And the alleged incident was all caught on video on her Ring cam. I'll tell you what kind of dog to look out for and how we could possibly help. All hands on deck on this one, guys. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy, you guys, we need all hands on deck for this one. A Rochester woman is asking for the community's help after her dog was allegedly taken after getting loose in her backyard. This was Saturday afternoon. Allegedly, this incident was caught on video, but the woman's name's Michelle Killings. She said her dog managed to get through the gate in the backyard of her home of Pullman Avenue in Rochester. When reviewing the video on her Ring doorbell cam, this is the thing that was unusual. You see a couple walking by looking at her, admiring the dog, and then you see the dog start walking along with the couple up the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Emmy, short for Emerald, is Killings' one-year-old female American bully who has this very distinct feature known as a cherry eye. It's a cute dog. Killings said her son found out the dog was reportedly at a nearby store on Dewey Ave, and he asked the owners to see surveillance video. In the video from the store, you can see a dog being put into a vehicle. And Killings claim the people in the video who allegedly took Emmy at the store were a completely different couple than the one she saw walking in front of her house. So Killings asked the community to please keep an eye out for Emmy. Let's keep our heads on a swivel because it's very important to rely on our community when things like this happen. But
Anyone
with information is asked to call 911, try and help bring Emmy home. I don't know how many of you listening have ever had a dog taken or wander off, but growing up, I had a friend in elementary school, loved the dog. Best friend, loved it. Dog went missing. They put up flyers, posters, everything. I helped. I went up and down the sidewalks yelling for the dog's name.
He walked to the corner and was like,
weeks later,
Rufus, can't find him, guys. Sorry.
Weeks later, my buddy's going to the bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
And who's peeking through the window of the next door neighbor?
Stop.
His dog. How messed up is that? People are ruthless.
First of all, why would you take a dog, period? But secondly, why would you take a dog that close to home? Like the dog has to go outside.
Yeah, people are just brave. I mean, like, I think we can all agree, Frenchies are what? The Lamborghini of dogs right now? How much do those cost? $15,000? The dog that I thought I was going to get?
I want a Frenchie. I'm like, French Bulldogs have a lot of issues. He goes, I don't want a French Bulldog. I want a Frenchie.
Right. Like, that's what I want.
That's the same thing.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Big dog guy.
Huge dog guy.
Huge. Big dog energy over here.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up on the show, do you guys got something you need to get off your chest this morning? Before you officially start the day, Breezy and I, we got you covered. Send us your unpopular opinions and hot takes to 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. It's coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There. I Said It. On the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
We figured we'd clear the air really early this morning, you guys.
585-252-9800.
You need to get something off the chest this morning? No problem. Now would be the time to do it. Let's pretend there's no FCC. Let's go over to Shauna was here first this morning. She goes, what's up, guys? People in Rochester act like living near a Wegmans makes them elite when their idea of fine dining is a garbage plate with a side of seasonal depression. Don't make me laugh. There I said it.
Well, it is convenient. I will say that.
But here's
also,
what I
the traffic is probably horrid.
How is eating a garbage plate not considered fine dining? Because it comes in a styrofoam box? Just take it out. Put it on a nice dish. There. Five-star dining.
I think just the name alone. You're getting out of the garbage.
This is the actual garbage plate.
Cynthia's here. She says, getting paid monthly is better than getting paid bi-weekly. There I said it. Why are you saying that?
I totally disagree with you.
I would rather be paid weekly. It'd only be $5, but I'd be paid weekly.
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I'm not great when it comes to budgeting. It'd be gone the first week. I'd be struggling for the next three.
Yeah, no one was thinking otherwise from you. So I went out to breakfast, lunch, snack, drinks, then dinner, and then we went out for dessert. I spent $600.
I know.
In one day.
I got my dad on the phone with me right now. I need you to wire me some money. Let's go over the fact that Cheesecake Factory has a 97-page menu, but people only go to get a slice of cheesecake is hilarious. There, I said it. They do have a very big menu.
They want to give people options and variety.
Back when I didn't care about my figure. I used to leave the show and go get two slices of cheesecake, pick it up, bring it home, eat both of them in the same sitting. How many calories is that?
There's like 600 in one piece.
Oh, keep going, Breeze. Keep going. Let's see.
Did I say 600? I meant 1600.
Yeah.
Mine for today is this, and I feel super passionately about this. If I support you as a musician, as an influencer, as a television star, whatever it is, and you come out with a line, whether it be a clothing line or swimsuit line or something that you want your followers to support, don't make a t-shirt $100. I simply can't afford it. And I feel taken advantage of. There I said it.
By every artist you've ever supported?
Specifically, there's this person that I love, and they recently came out with a pajama line.
Oh, got it.
And you know I love a good muumuu, but most of my muumuus are only $7 from Walmart.
What are you going to do?
Hers was $85.
Yeah, that's like, it's ridiculous.
I'm sleeping in this.
You know how this works. Not it's like going to the movie theater.
Not doing it.
Regal ain't making any money. They got to charge $25 for popcorn.
One kernel.
That's how it works.
25 per kernel.
Anthony says, I don't get why people hate on country music so much. Some of those songs hit harder than your typical pop trash. There, I said it. Yeah, they hit harder because it's depressing music and you can relate because of how depressed and sad you are. This might be my brother texting in.
Again, therapy is a wonderful option.
Is this Anthony, my brother? Let's go over to Jess. Hot take. Good morning, guys. Some dads act like Father's Day is their Super Bowl, but get their wives nothing on Mother's Day. There, I said it.
Yikes.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Because the dads that I know, they don't care about Father's Day.
Yeah, for sure.
Dad, what would you like? Save your money.
Okay. Anything? No. And then you get him something. He's like, I told you to save your money.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm scared. This person says, can we go back to caring what we looked like before we left the house? I don't need to see you in your Cookie Monster onesie and slippers. There, I said it. Just any effort would be great.
Yeah, I mean, especially people wearing, you know, their bathrobe out in public. That's giving up clothes. I gave up on my job, my wife, my family. Here I am at the grocery store in my robe. It's like, part of me is a little envious. I'm not going to lie.
Also, if you own a Cookie Monster onesie, burn it.
If your doctor is always late, trust me, that's a good thing. There, I said it. You don't want them rushing out patients out the door once their 10 to 15 minutes is up.
Yeah.
I guess. Breezy knows better than
I know. I'm always at the doctor. But, I mean, I love it because I'm late, but I'm telling you right now, if you hit that 10-minute mark, I'm not letting you in past 10 minutes if
that's
you're
right.
late.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I almost lost it.
Moose and Breezy, smartphones have made us so dumb. I miss flipping through a real book instead of scrolling aimlessly. Well, then go read a book, Dave. What do you want me to tell you?
What? Dave.
Come on.
We are not. You are the only one in control of your life. You are
right.
The driver's seat.
Yeah.
So
I disagree, though. I think smartphones have – I think they've made us – less social when it comes to interacting with each other, but I think they've made us smarter. I'm more informed than I've ever have been.
I beg to differ, but it's only a 4-hour show.
There's a difference between being informed and being inundated. I don't like too much information, just enough.
It doesn't all fit up here.
Mine for today is, I was thinking about this last night, and I've come to the conclusion that therapy helped me for about a month until I realized most therapists don't have all the answers, and sometimes you just got to figure stuff out for yourself. There, I said it.
Oh, God. Horrible take.
How do you figure?
Couldn't be worse.
There's so many people that agree with me on this.
No, I'm not saying that therapists don't have all the answers or have all the answers, whatever it is that you said. I'm not disagreeing with that. But you need to dive deeper within and use that person as a mirror or a sounding board, and you just sitting there talking to yourself in the mirror and being like, you're screwed up. Yeah, I know. All right, cool. Let's go get pizza. It's not going to work.
Well,
there's no movement. They're not moving the needle.
Well, in the last, I don't know, year and a half that I haven't gone to therapy, in the conversations that I had with myself, I feel like they've been super beneficial and I'm cured.
One fight over the Barbie movie and then the therapist is fired.
That was it. She showed me how unprofessional she can be.
Ryan Gosling was better. She goes, no, he wasn't. You go, you're fired.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I had to drop her. I'm done with BetterHelp. I'm so sorry.
98PXY. Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Megan from Spencerport has a 14-year-old son, and him and his buddy beat the crap out of each other. As one can imagine, and their friendship is officially it's come to an end.
The sun is set.
Speaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. The situation here is that both of these 14-year-old kids are refusing to say why they got in a fight. And as a parent, do you let this go, or do you just keep digging and digging until they finally tell you what happened? 585-252-9800, if you think you have some advice on this situation, here's the message we got from Megan from Spencerport. Hi, Moose and Breezy. You guys make me laugh almost every morning. Thank you so much. And I appreciate that, especially considering my mornings are rough. So my 14-year-old son got into a physical fight with his friend, who's also 14. Multiple bruises on the face and other body parts, swollen lip, etc. They really got into it, and it looks like my son got it worse, but they're both beat up some. Neither needed actual medical attention. Okay. It's been a few days. My son refuses to say what happened. Other than that, let's just say they're not friends anymore. I talked to the other kids' parents. Their son is also refusing to share what happened, and they seem just as confused as I am. Do I need to get involved any further? Or is he old enough to work out his own problems? Because they're both 14. Technically, they're old enough to work through some of this. But what if it wasn't a fair fight? What if this is something deeper I should be worried about? I am wondering if it's about a girl.
Interesting.
Typical middle school drama. Where's the line between giving your kids space and being a parent who actually steps in when it matters? If any parents listening have any advice, I'd so appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day. Okay.
Interesting.
Let's hear from our listeners who are really the experts when it comes to these type of situations and the parents. I remember at 14, I didn't get in a ton of fights. I was mostly a lover, not a fighter.
Correct.
But, you know, I got into it a couple of times, and I remember.
Wait, you were physically beating people?
It was a fight. It went both ways.
Okay.
Wasn't me just beating the pulp out of someone while they lay there.
I know, I'm giving you too much credit.
Yeah. But I remember, you know, my parents would, they wouldn't let it go until I told them exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Is it necessary to do that as a parent? Or in a situation like this where the kids are refusing to say anything, do you just say okay and move on? What I don't know how you'd handle this.
Well, I think you know what I'm going to say.
What?
Therapy is always a great option.
I know, but do you need therapy in every certain situation that goes south?
Well, I mean, if you are emotionally damaged, probably. If you think that, I don't know, I think that you as a parent, it's you are in your right to teach your kids right from wrong.
Right.
And if they don't know right from wrong, and maybe that will be the catalyst to maybe not even like fix their problems, but just get them so annoyed about the fact that they had to go to therapy that they're like, all right, I'm just never going to do that again.
Or they'll really open up to keep from going.
I think it's
all right,
not,
what do you want
nothing but benefits here, yeah. In my opinion.
No, I see that angle too. Let me go over to Courtney that says, mom to mom, 14 is old enough to heal from a bruise, but not to navigate deep emotional trauma alone. My son battled something up at that age, and it exploded years later. I would ask again, then ask a third time, but don't sweep it under the rug. That's my opinion. Okay. Courtney says, absolutely, keep asking.
Yeah.
Until he opens up.
For sure.
My son's best friend turned on him out of nowhere, and it took months for him to open up. Turned out the kid was dealing with some heavy stuff at home. You're not just parenting your kid. You're protecting his peace, too.
Right.
Definitely keep at it until he opens up.
So that's an interesting point. Like, it could be the kid who's going through it that you're not familiar with, not your son. It could be the other kid that's, like, actually going through something traumatic. Or it could be your kid and you know nothing about it. Maybe it's not home. Maybe it's something they're reading online or something they're enduring at school. And they're taking it out on the closest person to them, because that's a tale as old as time. You see it time and time again. I mean, I've done it. You've done it, I'm sure. When you're upset about something, you're taking it out on the closest person to you because you feel safest to do so.
Yeah.
And that doesn't always end well for you.
Look, boys are a little bit different, too. They might have beaten the crap out of each other, but they've still been friends for a long time up until this point. And they could also be protecting one another still.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you care to share your story about getting in a fight as a child?
It was with the neighbor kids. We used to beat the crap out of each other all the time because they were two kids that just sucked as human beings. And we were kids. They were the type of kids that were just a little bit more brutal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if we got in a fight or an argument, they'd come and put shards of glass in the front yard where we would play soccer barefoot. Like they would do that type of stuff. Extreme.
That's extreme. That's really malicious.
Right. It was like dangerous stuff, you know, like paintball the house, all that stuff. I was like, these kids need to get their asses kicked. Josh says, I got in a fight at 14 and I used to get in big ones. And my parents didn't get involved, and I turned out okay. Sometimes kids need to just punch each other, realize it was dumb, and move on. Let them be idiots. It builds character. That came in from Josh out of Brockport.
This person says, listen, these parents need to ask the other kids in their friend group or even go to the school. These boys won't open up, but you know for sure the rest of the middle school will know the exact story behind it.
Do you think it had something to do with a girl?
Farmer Anthony's here and says, sounds like it's over a damn girl, in my opinion. Farmer Anthony, I miss you. Wow. The person that texted before Farmer Anthony is so right, because there's always whispers. There's always somebody that knows something. There's rumors flying. And they'll talk.
Of course. The kids know what's going on.
They love the drama. Yeah. They'll talk.
Of course they do. They know more than the parents, the teachers, the counselors. They know what's going on.
Right.
Angela says, respectfully, if it left bruises, you definitely have to step in. This isn't a lunchroom argument. If someone hit my kid like that and he wouldn't tell me why, I would be on him day in, day out until he finally told me what was up.
Right. Well,
it's one of the fights I got into in middle school was over a girl. But, you know, I learned. I had this pick me energy and I wasn't picked. And I didn't know how to handle those emotions.
Moose was the OG pick me.
But it was my best friend. You know, how do you do that to your boy?
It's really bad.
Like, we went to the formal together. We went to the dance. I thought I was in love for the first time in my life at 14, 15 years old. And then a week later, she's dating my best friend. I was a real sucker punch to the gut. So I punched him in the head.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, goodness.
Is that the first and only time in your life you felt super tough? Yeah.
Let's go over to Steve. Steve says, from a dad, I say step in, but not like a detective, more like a bridge. He needs to know you're not trying to be overbearing. You're just trying to understand the situation to help him out.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. So, Megan from Spencerport, you should probably do your best to step in. If these two kids are not going to tell you what's up, then you need to go guns a-blazing. That's probably not the right term to use. We're talking about a school.
No.
That's probably not the right terminology.
I don't know
why
people come to us for advice. I really don't.
What I was going to say is you probably go to the school and talk to everyone you need to talk to, even the kids.
Yeah.
Go investigate the kids. Yeah. Show up to the lunchroom.
That's the only way. And honestly, the school will be on your side. They will help you. They'll call people in left and right to the office, and then they'll talk. They'll be so intimidated, they won't know what to do.
I couldn't get away with anything in school because my mom worked there.
Mm.
Anything I did, she knew about it first. It was so annoying. Megan, we really appreciate the message on this one this morning.
She got a job there to keep an eye on you.
You know the positive that came out of that? Anytime I needed lunch money, I knew where to find
her. She's like, oh my God, I'm quitting this job.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back.
This weekend is a huge weekend, you guys. Like, massive. And I'm sure we'll touch on this tomorrow when Dan Mason comes in from our beloved Rochester Red Wings. But Bruce, the Bat Dog, will fetch bats for the Washington Nationals at their Saturday game.
That's huge.
This is the first time he's making his big debut actually working. He's obviously been training for quite some time, I think about 2 years now. And this is the first time he'll be, you know, at the MLB, at the national game. The parent team of the Red Wings will take on the Miami Marlins. The first pitch is at 1:05. So Bruce has to fetch bats at Innovative Field, and he's been doing that since last September. You know, he's been raising money, but this is his first time he's actually making the big stage. He's been raising money to support Honor Flight Rochester and the Veterans Outreach Center. In just 3 appearances this season, he's fetched over 40 bats. And for every bat that Bruce fetches, a local organization is donating $100 to support veterans, which is awesome. Official Bruce the Bat Dog merchandise also supports that campaign. So if you see Bruce closer to home, there's going to be a meet and pet on July 6th and August 19th, at Innovative Field. So obviously he's carrying on the legacy of our beloved Milo the Bat Dog, who passed away back in 2023. But there's only a few games this season that you can actually see him and hang out with him. And that's one in June, July, August, and September.
Do you think that he's nervous?
Oh, I bet he's nervous.
I'm on pins and needles.
He's probably flipping. But he's going to absolutely crush. I know that for certain. I can't believe he's going all the way down there to...
I know. It is cool, though. It really is cool.
Is this like... I mean, obviously, not sure if anybody knows the answer to this question, but like, is this a normal thing? Like, do all these baseball teams have a dog?
I don't think so.
Because, like,
I don't
Bruce
think so.
Is very Air Bud, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Same with Milo.
I think there's going to be a lot of families, too, at the game this weekend. It is almost Father's Day. I still have no idea what to get my dad. How many of you have
really
a father?
Bad.
Yeah, how many of you got a father who never asked for anything?
Very difficult, if you will.
Just shows up, fixes something when it's broke, and then constantly tells you to just save your money.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get for a dad like that? What do you get for the guy who already has everything?
I know.
Talk about it coming up next on PXY. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, with Father's Day being Sunday. How many of you are still trying to figure out what to buy your dad.
No, panicking.
It's a struggle. And this has always been a really big struggle for me because my dad, he doesn't have any interest. Like, how many gift cards to Home Depot can I buy the guy?
How many golf balls can we really do?
How many of you have a dad, when you ask them what they want for their birthday, Christmas, or Father's Day, their favorite response is, save your money.
So, like, you're not making it easy for me. You're actually making it quite difficult. And then I'm actually going to go out and spend money on something that you really don't want.
I'm like, listen, I either buy you a gift or I take that money, I go to Spencer Gifts in the mall, and I buy myself another lava lamp. Is that what you want?
Which you probably want.
1 year I tried it. I didn't give my dad anything. He was butthurt.
Of course. Of course he was.
Before we get to your messages, Breezy, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this. Let's call your dad.
Yeah.
And ask him what he wants for Father's Day, and let's take bets on his response.
It's already going to be what we think. Save your money.
Well, let's get the listeners in on the action. 585-252-9800. If you want to win a brand new PXY Mornings crew neck, you have to tell us whether you think Breezy's dad is going to say save your money or not. We need caller 8. Hot off the press, you guys. In two vibrant colors, black or gray.
Just call, because you know it's going to be just that.
We honestly don't know that.
I do. I know with my whole heart and soul, because you know what? This man is so difficult. He tries to be like easygoing and laid back, but it's so difficult to work with someone who's unworkable.
I would call my father, but I know for a fact he's not going to answer the phone.
He's definitely not.
Whether you're on the air or off. I know. We got to get your dad on real quick. I know his number is over here. Do we have his number? Do I have his number?
You do.
All right, we're gonna figure out. We're gonna call Breezy's dad right now. Ask him what he wants for Father's Day, and we want to see what his response is gonna be. But most likely, there's a 90% chance he's gonna tell you to what?
Save your money. All right. Okay.
Last Father's Day gift you got him?
Beer.
Beer?
Yes, that's all I can
get him. Just a case of Blue Light?
24-pack. And then he always bitches because it's not cold. Because I just get it from the shelf. He's like, at least you could have got me a cold one. Okay, sorry, Dad. Love you.
Okay, here we go. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Toddy. It's Moose and Breezy.
How are you?
So good. Father's Day is coming up. What am I getting you for Father's Day? Like, genuinely.
I've told you every year, save your money. I really don't need anything. And, you know, seriously, I mean, you know the answer to the question. I really don't have time for this.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to celebrate my father.
Great. I've told you, all I want to do is go out and work and just let me do my thing. So
okay. Save
your cash, and I got to go. I really got to go.
All right.
Bye, Todd. Okay.
The man who loves to be celebrated, truly.
All I want to do is go out and work on Father's Day. Right, of course.
Tell me you're trying to avoid your family without telling me you're trying to avoid your family.
Let's go over to the phones. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. Hey, I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. What's up, Queen?
Katie.
My dad is the exact same way. I was laughing because I'm officially spiraling. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what to get him.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
He is the exact same way, where if I ask him what he wants without skipping a beat, you know, he says nothing, save your money. He acts...
Why?
You know, it's like, if I want to buy him a pair of socks, it's like I'm going to break the bank. Like,
it's almost insulting at this point, because they're like... They assume you have no money, which they're right. But it would be nice to just pretend like I...
Where does this stem from? Do you think it's because... I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I love that dads are like this. It's not all. But it's very sweet of them. Is it because they genuinely want us to save our money? Or they're just sick and tired of all the crappy gifts we've gotten them over the years?
There's another angle that I thought about. I think it's the fact that they are so traumatized by their wife spending a lot of their money that they're like, I don't need one more thing, you know?
My father has no interest. What is your dad like?
He doesn't have any big interest either. You know, he's very low-key. But sometimes it's just like, you know, let me just do something nice for you. Let me try to, like, show you how I feel and, you know, give back what you've given to me over the years. And it's frustrating.
So awkward. I feel like really awkward on Father's Day because I'm like, nobody really wants to be doing this, especially him.
Oh, that's not true. I'm totally excited to celebrate my dad.
It's not exciting to celebrate someone who doesn't want to be celebrated. That's like someone being like, do not throw me a surprise party. And then you do. And then they're pissed the whole time.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, your dad didn't sound super amused when we called
him. But in his defense, like, how many golf balls can I truly get the guy? You know what I mean?
So what's going on in your end, Katie?
So, I mean, we have one other big thing that's kind of weighing on us. Like, my father's health hasn't been great.
Sure.
And I'm really bracing myself because there's a chance that, you know, this really could be his last Father's Day.
Mm. Oh, no.
Well, that's a different layer. I'm so sorry.
It's tough. It's weird. It's really surreal.
Yeah.
And so it's just, I want to do something special. I want to do something meaningful for him. But it's like so hard when he, you know, pushes back so much.
Yeah. You have to make this special.
Exactly. You know, he acts like I'm trying to buy a yacht or something, and I'm just...
There is nothing that you need to be buying right now on a materialistic level. Everything you do with him right now, up until this point, is to make memories. I wouldn't worry about buying him something, especially that he doesn't want.
No, I get that. I feel that. And I mean, I'm even like, maybe can I just take you out for dinner, you know? And he's like, we've got soup at home, and it's just okay.
You've got
but
soup.
But I get it. You know, like, this is what we're working with.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah.
And it's just hard. He gets kind of weird when I ask him if he wants something, you know, if I'm going to give him a gift, you know, but if I don't, he seems sad, and I just feel like I can't win. And so I just feel awkward, but I mean,
yeah.
So I'm just trying to get it out. So if anyone has ideas, I am all ears.
Sure. I mean, let's help our girl Katie out. 585-252-9800. If this is potentially your dad's last Father's Day that you're going to be celebrating with him, then yeah, the number one thing here is to try and make it as special as possible. But with him being stubborn, I mean, you're not going to want to go out buy him something that he's not going to use a ton. And that's
exactly
right.
The important thing here is to try and make some memories with him. Maybe you can write him a letter, like a real letter. You know what I mean?
That's sweet. I hadn't thought about doing something, you know, super personal such as that. So, I mean, that's really sweet.
Something sentimental.
Yeah. Okay. So last year I got my dad this book. I got my mom one for Mother's Day and my dad one for Father's Day. And it was like, Dad, I want to hear your story. And I gave one to my mom, too. Mom, I want to hear your story. My mom had it filled out in, like, a day. My dad, I think he threw it away, if I'm being honest. The sentiment, he's just, like, not into it.
Katie, we're going to try and help you the best we can. Some listeners are texting in right now with some ideas, so we'll get to those.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Try and have the best Father's Day. Make it memorable for your old man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got
Love
it.
You.
All right. Talk soon, Katie. Bye. All right, let's get to some messages. Matt weighed in and said, my dad's the same. I got him a framed photo of us when I was a kid. He grumbled, but I caught him showing it to his buddy a week later. Yeah, some dads are going to act like they're...
too cool for school.
Too cool for school. Julie says, my dad told me to save my money too. So I took him fishing, paid for gas, paid for snacks, and we just hung out. Best gift I ever gave him, and it only cost like $45.
This person says, Moose, get your dad dude wipes. Or hey dudes. What?
No.
What's a hey dude?
I don't know. Big dude wipes.
Oh, actually, they're sandals, I think.
Oh, yeah, the hey dudes are those are the slip-ons. He wouldn't be caught dead wearing those.
Perfect. This person says, take him out for ice cream and putt-putt golf. I love the suggestions, you guys, but you clearly don't know our dads like we do. This person said, a custom blanket with pictures of you two on it. You do love anything from Things Remembered or anything custom. So that makes perfect sense. Listen, I think all those things are nice. I just don't know if they're, I don't know. I think the sentiment will be lost on them, if I'm being honest. But
well, Zach says, record a video of you talking to him, telling him what he means to you. Doesn't cost a thing, and that's the stuff that dads truly remember. Yeah. Some of these suggestions are great. And then we have people like our friend Tommy that says, consider giving your father the gift of art. Maybe extended eye contact with your dad while you dance to Pink Pony Club. That's a priceless gift he'll never forget. We got to start blocking people's numbers here on the show.
You might as well just get him a BetterHelp subscription, to be honest.
98PXY.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. You know, if I've learned anything over the years from doing this job, it's that you can pretty much turn anything into content, good or bad.
No, literally anything.
So I may have broken or rebroken my coworker's ribs.
Yeah, it's not great.
I'm talking about Scott Spisano. I didn't realize that me tickling the left side of his rib cage during the company picnic on Tuesday was going to cause him to spit up
also,
blood.
Just the fact that those words came out of your mouth is pretty concerning. HR, we really need a stronger HR department, in my opinion. But these things do happen.
They sure do, and they
You're
did.
Like, I haven't been able to keep my hands off him since 08. Like, okay.
Listen, I'll start off by saying I've known Spisano and have been working with this man since 2002. When I was straight out of high school. We go way back, and we've had a very weird, creepy relationship.
He goes, so much so that we get in tickle fights. I'm like, oh, God.
So anytime I've ever seen him, it was we greeted each other with either a hug or we would tickle each other. Let me actually, I'll rephrase that.
That's really, really strange. I don't love that.
Let me rephrase that. Anytime I see Scott, I either hug or tickle him. And still to this day, threatens to call the police on me.
So as he should.
Tuesday, he's sitting there at the picnic table, and I walk up from behind, and I tickle him right on his rib cage, and he leans over in pain. Severe pain.
I was there, guys. I saw it. He's not even being dramatic. Like, I thought he was going to have to go to the hospital. He was doubled over, screaming.
I didn't know that he already had two cracked ribs. I felt awful.
Yeah.
And basically what had happened, you know, when I got the story from our friend Sandy, his dog made him trip in his kitchen and he fell into the island in the middle of his kitchen and his rib cage broke the fall on the corner of the cabinet there. And I too have had a broken rib from jumping out of a burning school bus. I know how painful it can be. That's a story for another day.
A burning school bus, or were you doing a drill?
It was the school bus was on fire.
Sure.
Well, I felt really bad. And yesterday he had to go back to the doctor because of me. And he left me a voicemail. This is the voicemail Scott Spezzano left on my phone last night. And I feel like he's going to be really mad at me for playing this. But we're already deep into the segment. My hands are tied.
And you're deep into your dismay of him for you.
Like, oh, right.
He's
for
not
years.
Into it.
Yeah. Here's the voicemail we got from Scott Spezzano. You think I would have learned by now with all the Derek beef that we had with our engineer?
I'm just causing drama. Everyone thinks I'm the dramatic one on the show. It's not. It's that guy right there. Please.
Here's the voicemail from that Spezzano left me from last night.
Hey, it's Scotto. What's up, man? Good to see you at the picnic the other day, the company picnic. But not for nothing or anything, but can't you read the room, dude? Didn't you know I had cracked ribs? Then you go and tickled me, you You've been tickling me since 2002. What is up with that? You have no idea what you did to me. You set me back like 2 weeks, dude. You're an
Oh, my God.
He's pissed. He's genuinely really
genuinely
pissed.
Genuinely hates you.
Yeah. Yeah.
He genuinely hates you. I truly believe that we aren't doing our job right unless we each have one coworker who just despises us.
Sure.
I truly believe that. So. It's always us, too.
So what are some ways you accidentally hurt someone? 585-252-9800. Because I told him this was an accident. Every morning I walk by that studio and I pop my head in and say, good morning, hello. I didn't
He's
do that today.
Slamming his fist into his other hand.
I really put him back another 2 weeks just when he was making a recovery.
He was making strides. He was making massive progress.
Oh, I feel so bad. I do
feel
terrible.
And in his old age, respectfully, like, it's just, you don't heal like you used to. You know what I mean? It's not as a bounce back of quick as it is when you're 20.
No, of course. I get that.
Respectfully, of course. I don't know. I mean, like, first of all, you're 41. Like, you should have been keeping your hands to yourself. Like, this is something we learn.
It's not about that.
In fifth grade.
This is me and him. This is our thing.
It's your thing to him. He doesn't sound like he's really into it. So, unfortunately. You want so badly to have a reciprocation relationship with someone and show affection the way that you show others, but I just don't think it's going to happen. If you ever tickled me, I would call the police.
No, sure. So if you guys are just tuning in right now, our coworker, Scott Spezzano, I'm very close with over the years.
Kind of.
We're very close. I anytime I see him, I tickle him. Well, I didn't realize, I know how weird that sounds now. I didn't realize that he had two broken ribs already previously from falling into the island in his kitchen because he stepped on his dog. So he's got two cracked ribs. So on the company picnic on Tuesday, I walked up from behind him and I tickled him exactly where he broke his ribs. And I just put him back 2 weeks from healing. And he's not happy with me. He's in pain and he's like coughing up blood and stuff. So.
Yeah. So
Anyone else?
I can't say that I'm like, oh my God, I can totally relate because like not normal. But on an accidental level, like I've definitely punched my girlfriend in the face while sleeping.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that will happen too.
It's so dark. You can't see. Just poking eyes out left and right. And I do feel bad, but she can't see.
You seem like you'd be a really physical sleeper. You're all over the place. Leah says, I was dancing at a wedding. Spun around too hard, elbowed an old lady in the face. She went down really hard. Turned out it was the groom's grandma. Yeah, that's so tough. Can you imagine the grandma, the groom? Which is a bloody nose on the dance floor at the wedding. Hey, good morning, guys. This is Lindsay. I helped my mom stretch her back by pushing on it like she asked. She let out a loud crack and said, I don't think that was supposed to happen. chiropractor visit was over $300. Priceless.
I love when people are like, walk on my back. And I'm like,
yeah, I know.
I don't know if you want. Just do it. Just send it.
My father, can you walk on my back? I'm like,
I don't think that's necessary. This person says, what does HR have to say about this? We don't have HR. So I don't know.
What is HR going to say? If you were HR, like, what would you say to me?
I would say, go back to training in section 5 when there was a training of keeping your hands to yourself in sexual harassment.
I got to play this voicemail one more time for the people in the back. Spizzano's voicemail to me last night.
Hey, it's Scotso. What's up, man? Good to see you at the picnic the other day, the company picnic. But not for nothing or anything, but can't you read the room, dude? Didn't you know I had cracked ribs? Then you go and tickled me, you f-
Right. Yeah.
You've been tickling me since 2002. What is up with that? You have no idea what you did to me. You set me back like 2 weeks, dude. You're an a-
And listen, I got to send the guy an edible arrangements. That's the only thing I can come up with. I got to do it.
He probably can't eat it.
I got to do something.
Chewing probably affects the ribs. Ugh. You know what? I hope and I pray that this is a lesson learned, but I fear it's not. This person says, I'm an HR director and I'm dying laughing right now. The only thing that I can think of now is that he was hurt again at work. So technically this could go under workers' comp, not the company suing you as well.
You know, there is something good that probably came out of this, which is his wife is probably happy.
Why is that?
She'll have to have sex with him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're definitely getting canceled for that.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Okay, guys, we kind of need all hands on deck for this one this morning. We got a Rochester woman who's asking for the community's help after her dog was allegedly taken after getting loose from her backyard. This was on Saturday afternoon, and the incident was caught on video. Her name's Michelle Killings, said her dog managed to get through the gate in the backyard of her home in Rochester. When reviewing the video captured by her Ring doorbell cam, what she noticed was a couple walking by, looking at the dog, admiring her, and then you see them walking along with the couple, the dog. So it's following them on the sidewalk. Dog's name is Emmy, short for Emerald. And it's Killing's one-year-old female American Bully, who has a very distinct feature known as a cherry eye. It's a very cute dog. But Killing said her son found out the dog was reportedly at a nearby store on Dewey Avenue. He asked the owner to see surveillance video. And in the video from the store, you can see a dog being put into the vehicle. And Killings claimed the people in the video who allegedly took Emmy at the store, completely different people that she saw walking in front of the house.
Interesting.
So she's asking the community to keep an eye out for Emmy. So we got to keep our heads on a swivel here, because it's very important when something like this goes down to rely on our community when things like this happen. But
yeah,
police are saying anyone with info is asked to call 911 to try and help bring Emmy home. And I shared this story earlier on the phone about people who've had their dogs stolen, their pets. It's usually sometimes by somebody you know.
Which is crazy, right?
Because I had a really good friend in elementary school, loved his dog, really cool dog. I never grew up with one. So I was always excited to go over there, and one day it went missing. So we all took turns going around the neighborhood looking for this dog. Weeks went by. And one morning he's going out to the bus and he looks at his neighbor's house and there's his dog peeking through the neighbor's window right next door.
Wow.
People are ruthless.
Ruthless.
Real close to home.
That isn't like, you can't hide a dog like that if it's that close to home. The dog has to go outside. Like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Right. It's got to go out at some point.
Ballsy.
Super. It's absolutely crazy.
Oh, gosh.
So hopefully, good luck to Michelle, and hopefully we can help bring Emmy home to her.
Speaking of ballsy, that's been me the last, I don't know, 6 months, just getting in my car. I would argue that my car is a death trap on wheels.
Yeah, I would say that.
And it's not great.
But what happened this morning when I got into my car, I feel like I reverted back to an innocent child that had no say in the matter. And it's weird how you get into these situations that you revert right back to feeling absolutely helpless and hopeless as you were as a child.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you exactly what happened and how it was fixed coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. My co-host Breezy was late this morning coming into work because, well, she drives a mini fridge with wheels around town. And I got to tell you, yes, this is what happens when you fully pay off your vehicle. It goes to crap. But now you got to do something about it. And the only thing you keep saying is, I'm going to run it into the ground. Well, mission accomplished.
So yesterday, I didn't have a vehicle and Moose had to bring me home because I was being a good girlfriend and I let my girlfriend take my car to work because her car was in the shop.
Generous.
So generous. So selfless. And then I get in my car this morning and there's a lot of clicking happening. The engine's not turning over. I'm like, okay, well, here we go. So I send Moose a video because there's no way if I texted, he would have believed. So, I sent a video.
It's crazy that I'm sitting here this morning and she just sends a video of just the dashboard of her car and it's dead.
It's
because
clicking.
She truly doesn't believe that I'm going to believe her. Oh, your car doesn't start this morning? Right. Okay. Okay. This is where we're at right now.
So I was like, okay, I'll send this. I was like, it's going to be a minute. Please hold. So I wake my girlfriend up. She's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I got to jump it. She's like, I don't know how to do that. I go, I do.
Who had jumper cables?
I do.
In your trunk?
I keep jumper cables in my trunk for emergencies.
So you can jump a car with jumper cables, but you can't change a tire? How?
I think it's hilarious. And I think this goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. When you go into a situation and you have a party trick or like a weird skill that you might have that is related to nothing and is extremely unuseful in most situations. So 2 days in a row, I've really been putting my skills and knowledge to the test. I feel smarter than I ever have before.
All right. You're including playing charades.
Right.
That's not a skill.
Listen, I got to take the wins where I can get them because I've been beaten down these last 5 days. So I go and I'm like, listen, we need to jump the car. She goes, I have no idea how to do that. And I go, no worries, babe. I got this. She goes, okay.
So you went inside to wake her up?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I did. I did. So she's like, oh, my God. So I go and I jump the car. And I get it all squared away and everything's fine and well. And I go to take the jumper cables off of my car and then I go to take it off her car. And I somehow the two metals get stuck together and now there's sparks flying everywhere.
Yeah.
And I almost lose an eyebrow.
Yeah. You got to be careful with the negatives and positives on the car battery. You can't switch those up.
Yeah. So the reason I'm telling this story is because A, an absolute cluster. But B, I feel like I always try to find these certain situations as I'm growing and maturing and living my best life in my 30s. I'm in a different state of life. But when you find yourself in situations such as your car not starting or being stuck on the side of the road, you can't help but revert back to a helpless child. There's like nothing you can do in that moment. Right? I mean, yes, I jumped the car and that was all fine and well. But if the car didn't start after the jumper cables, I would have been SOL. Absolute SOL.
I wonder how many people, like, especially women, do you ever ask a guy, like, on a first date, like, if they know how to do that stuff? Do you know how to change a tire? Do you know how to jump a car in case it dies? You know what I mean? Is that something that you look for? Is that a quality or trait in a guy that you need?
Ladies, let us know. 585-252-9800. I can't answer that question. But what I will say is I kind of felt, although I was in kind of a sticky situation this morning, I kind of felt extremely badass that I knew how to jump a car.
You knew how to do something.
And my girlfriend didn't. Listen, it's one of the easiest maneuvers you can probably do. The red goes with red. The black goes with black. You put it on the car that's dead first.
It's the one thing I don't have in my car is jumper cables, and I probably should.
You need them.
It's not my car I'm worried about, but I've constantly over the years have helped other people. Yeah. I met one guy in a church parking lot who was just sitting there. He needed jumper cables. Mm-hmm. Another dude at my apartment building, right? And then, a neighbor. So you should probably, Jeff, definitely always have them on you. And your girlfriend should learn how to...
I think I taught her something this morning.
She did come outside, though.
It was a valuable lesson. She was miserable, which I get.
You sent me the video for proof. Are you going to send it to our boss? Because he's probably going to have some questions, too, this morning.
No need. He can come see it if he needs it. No need. And then I just went outside to see if it would start, and it did. Because if it didn't, you would have been jumping me on the way home.
I don't know about that.
Not me having to jump my car every time I drive it.
It's just crazy how you're just constantly putting me out. All of your problems now become my problems. We're not even a couple. How did this happen?
You think your friends and I can hook me up when this thing finally kicks the bucket?
Yeah. You definitely got to get your new ride at Eyed.
Not me angling. Not me coming for your job.
I know. She's going to take my endorsement. I'm going to be so pissed.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's going to be a nice day today. The sun is shining. What is harder? What a great question, Breeze. What's harder? Planning a get-together with your friends.
After the age of 30.
Or solving a Rubik's Cube.
Genuinely. I feel like we all reach this age that really defines how old we actually are. Physically, mentally, and how we feel. And I kind of had this aha moment last night, and I'm like, wow, we're really not 22 anymore, just like bopping around and having fun.
We can do that anytime we want, but our friends who have kids, who are married, it's a lot more difficult.
Right.
Because some of my friends are now, I'm like, what's the date today? June 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, what do you guys, what's going on? What do you want to do for dinner? My buddy yesterday sent me 4 dates in my phone. At the end of July and into August.
Yep.
I said, what?
Exact situation I found myself in last night. I made my way out to a friend's house in Spencerport, my girlfriend and I, another couple we very much so enjoy. And we're having a good time. And I'm looking around. I'm like, this is so much fun. Like, we should do this more often.
Yeah, right.
And
don't insult them. They'll get very offended.
They're like, yes, of course. We're really busy coming up here in the summer, so let's plan it now. We're like, okay, cool. So we're going, we're tossing dates back and forth. We settled on August 3rd. What?
To do what?
Summer, just go on the boat.
Oh, just for the boat.
Just go on the boat.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm like, what? Like, what is happening here? So there's this, like, defiant moment when you are growing and maturing.
Sure.
And understanding where you are in life. And I think it's when you finally all pull out your calendars, all pull out your agendas.
That was me and my
buddies. And you figure out, hey, we'll never see each other ever again.
It's just what it is, And here's the thing. When you have a kid, you're going to be in the same exact boat.
No doubt.
And it's going to be
100.
It's going to be difficult, too, because there's a lot of your girlfriends who don't have kids.
Yeah.
So it's going to be harder for them to understand, because anytime they want Breezy, anytime they want to see you, it's no problem. They can do it right away. It's not going to be like that.
I see my best friend exponentially less than I used to, which saddens me. But she has a daughter. She has an 18-month-old daughter.
Yeah. She needs all of her mom's attention.
Adorable, and I love her. But, this is the new norm. And it's crazy because although we put that date down, August 3rd or whatever it was.
Don't mean it's locked in.
That date's going to roll around and something's going to come up. And I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but there are some times where the date rolls around and you've been looking forward to that date for 2 months. And sometimes the date rolls around where they cancel and you have this, you let out this massive sigh of relief of, I'm tired. Like, thank God. You know what I mean? Thank God they canceled. And it's just insane how we find ourselves in this situation. And now here we are.
Listen, you need to understand too. I think what it really comes down to, and I've come to the realization, maybe you guys can disagree or agree, there's a lot of people with kids today that use their children as an excuse to not hang out with certain people who they no longer like.
100.
But they don't have the guts to say it. They don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So they're like, no, we have Tanner's play that night.
I wish we could with all of our might.
I so wish we could, but we can't. I'm so sorry. Please stop calling. Hi, good morning, Lee.
Hi. So can I just suggest this next generation, as I was married at one time with my kids, I was a military wife, but what you need to do is come up with a reliable babysitter, like one you can call all the time. That's what my oldest daughter was. We had the secretary for the general on post.
Yeah.
If my daughter was needed, my daughter was always available.
What if you're what if you're single mom and you just can't swing it? You can't financially swing it in paying for someone to watch your kids.
Well, then you try to find somebody who is a good friend that you has kids and you swap.
Yeah, the neighbor.
Like if they want to get, not even just the neighbor, but just one of your good friends. I have a friend. I can't even tell you how many years. If I needed her, she was there.
Right.
You know, it's just, you got to come up with a solution some way, somehow. Being a single mom, if you can find that person you can trust and that you can rely on, the two of you work together.
That's fine, though, Lee. But at the end of the day, did you remember, like, having a friend or vice versa, when your kids started to get married and have kids, you just saw a lot less of them. And now you're starting to make plans 3-4 months out.
Yeah.
It's called seasons of life. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Change.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's hard. I think what we're talking about right now is more so like just recognizing that you are in that season of life. And like, it's obviously all new to you.
True.
And you're not used to it because it's not necessarily your season, right? Like, I don't have kids, but like my friends do. So inadvertently, it is affecting me. Not to be like selfish or anything. That's just what I'm going through.
Yeah, I've actually really started to enjoy the fact that my kids all have friends and they're growing up and we're getting older because they expect a lot less of me. You know what I mean? Thanks for the call, Lee. And
you said my kids all have friends. I'm like, I thought you.
My
you
friends meant, have.
Yeah,
friends.
I was like, oh my God, Moose has hidden children we know nothing about.
Well, Father's Day is coming up.
No.
Everyone, put your phone on snooze. Do I turn my phone off on Sunday?
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, with Father's Day being Sunday. How many of you are struggling to figure out what to buy your dad?
It's a lot.
It's always been a really big struggle for me because my dad doesn't have a ton of interest.
And I'm sure he would love to hear you say that.
Well, he agrees. I mean, how many gift cards to Home Depot can I keep buying?
No, fully.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. But how many of you have a dad when you ask them what they want for their birthday? What do you want for Christmas or Father's Day? Their favorite response is,
save your money.
Save your money. So one year I tried and I didn't get my dad anything. And I think he was really butthurt.
Really upset.
But we have to hear your messages. I wanted to call Breezy's dad this morning and ask him, because he's way more likely to answer the phone than my dad.
Right.
So we wanted to take bets on his response.
Correct.
So we have to call your dad. I know I have his number here, just to see what he says. Ask him what he wants for Father's Day, and then wait for a response.
I know exactly what he's going
to say. What do you typically get him? Like, what'd you get him last year?
24-pack of Blue Light. He was like, why isn't it cold? I'm like,
You got, wait. You got a warm room temperature 24 pack.
I just got it from the shelf. I mean, I didn't know.
Of blue light. No card?
No card. Oh, no, I got him a card. I got him a card and a book. Yeah. So.
I got him a book.
So tough. But these things happen.
Right. I'm dialing.
All right. I know exactly what he's going to say, so.
I wish he would bring that blue light in and share it with us.
It's warm.
Not that you're a beer drinker. All right, it's ringing. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Toddy. It's Moose and Breezy.
How are you?
So good. Father's Day's coming up. What am I getting you for Father's Day? Like, genuinely. Please.
I've told you every year, save your money. I really don't need anything. And, you know, seriously, I mean, you know the answer to the question. I really don't have time for this.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to celebrate my father.
Great. I've told you, all I want to do is go out and work and just let me do my thing. So save your cash, and I got to go. I really got to go.
All right.
Bye, Todd. Okay.
The man who loves to be celebrated, truly.
All I want to do is go out and work? What is he talking about? On Sunday?
Yeah, he works every weekend.
Oh, when does he have time for his family?
He doesn't.
His beautiful wife?
He's clearly running away.
His beautiful wife? All right, guys. Anyone have the same issue here, what do you get your dad on Father's Day? Because there are some people with dads who have interest in music.
Correct.
They have interest in clothing. They have interest in certain beverages, like your dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, he does nothing. I ask my mom. She's like, good luck.
Crickets.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. Hey, I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. What's up, queen?
Katie.
My dad is the exact same way. I was laughing because I'm officially spiraling. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what to get him.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Yeah, he is the exact same way, where if I ask him what he wants without skipping a beat, you know, he says nothing, save your money. He acts,
why?
You know, it's like if I want to buy him a pair of socks, it's like I'm going to break the bank. Like,
it's almost insulting at this point, because they're like, they assume you have no money, which they're right. But it would be nice to just pretend like I...
Where does this stem from? Do you think it's because... I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I love that dads are like this. It's not all, but it's very sweet of them. Is it because they genuinely want us to save our money, or they're just sick and tired of all the crappy gifts we've gotten them over the years?
There's another angle that I thought about. I think it's the fact that they are so traumatized by their wife spending a lot of their money that they're like, I don't need one more thing, you know?
My father has no interest. What is your dad like?
He doesn't have any big interests either. You know, he's very low key. But sometimes it's just like, you know, let me just do something nice for you. Let me try to like show you how I feel and, you know, give back what you've given to me over the years. And it's frustrating.
So awkward. I feel like really awkward on Father's Day because I'm like, nobody really wants to be doing this, especially him.
Oh, that's not true. I'm totally excited to celebrate my dad.
It's not exciting to celebrate someone who doesn't want to be celebrated. That's like someone being like, do not throw me a surprise party, and then you do, and then they're pissed the whole time.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, your dad didn't sound super amused when we called him.
No. But in his defense, like, how many golf balls can I truly get the guy? You know what I mean?
So what's going on in your end, Katie?
We have one other big thing that's kind of weighing on us. Like, my father's health hasn't been great.
Sure.
And I'm really bracing myself because there's a chance that, you know, this really could be his last Father's Day.
Mm. Oh, no.
Well, that's a different layer. I'm so sorry.
It's tough. It's weird. It's, you know, it's really surreal.
Yeah.
And so it's just, I want to do something special. I want to do something meaningful for him. But it's like so hard when he, you know, pushes back so much.
Yeah. You have to make this special.
Exactly. You know, he acts like I'm trying to buy a yacht or something, and I'm just...
There is nothing that you need to be buying right now on a materialistic level. Everything you do with him right now, up until this point, is to make memories. I wouldn't worry about buying him something, especially that he doesn't want.
No, I get that. I feel that. And I mean, I'm even like, maybe can I just take you out for dinner, you know? And he's like, we've got soup at home. And it's just, okay.
You've got
but
soup?
But I get it. You know, like, this is what we're working with.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah.
And it's just hard. He gets kind of weird when I ask him if he wants something, you know, if I'm going to give him a gift, you know, but if I don't, he seems sad. And I just feel like I can't win. And so I just feel awkward. But I mean...
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get it out. So if anyone has ideas, I am all ears.
Sure. I mean, let's help our girl Katie out. 585-252-9800. If this is potentially your dad's last Father's Day that you're going to be celebrating with him, then yeah, the number one thing here is to try and make it as special as possible. But
I
with
agree.
him being stubborn, I mean, you're not going to want to go out buy him something that he's not going to use a ton. And that's
exactly
right.
The important thing here is to try and make some memories with him. Maybe you can write him a letter, like a real letter. You know what I mean?
That's sweet. I hadn't thought about doing something, you know, super personal such as that. So, I mean, that's really sweet.
Something sentimental.
Yeah. Okay. So last year I got my dad this book. I got my mom one for Mother's Day and my dad one for Father's Day. And it was like, Dad, I want to hear your story. And I gave one to my mom, too. Mom, I want to hear your story. My mom had it filled out in, like, a day. My dad, I think he threw it away, if I'm being honest. The sentiment, he's just, like, not into it.
Katie, we're going to try and help you the best we can. Some listeners are texting in right now with some ideas, so we'll get to those.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Try and have the best Father's Day. Make it memorable for your old man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got
Love
it.
You.
All right. Talk soon, Katie. Bye. I got a message coming in from Matt that says, my dad's the same. I got him a framed photo of us from when I was a kid. He grumbled, but I did catch him showing it to his buddy a week later. Yeah, they may not admit it, but they do appreciate the sentiment.
I don't think they do. This person says, dads just want quality time. Go to breakfast or lunch or dinner or something.
It's true.
My dad's like, don't take time away from my work. I'm like, okay.
Julie says, my dad told me to save my money too. So I took him fishing, paid for gas and snacks. We just hung out. But it was one of the best gifts I ever gave him. And it cost like $45. Zach says, record a video of you talking to him, telling him what he means to you. Doesn't cost anything. That's the stuff dads remember. What is so funny?
I just like, if I ever gave something like that to my dad, he would be like, okay.
Yeah, well, your dad's not like, you know, a sentimental guy like that. He just wants to be left alone.
Everybody take your seats, grab your popcorn. The movie's about to start. It's a 30-second video. Be like, okay. Dad, you're the best. I love you, man.
First of all, that video and montage you put together for your mom's 60th birthday, that was a beautiful piece of work, and your dad cried. He would appreciate it.
We've already done one for him for his 40th.
Oh, you already did it?
Yeah, so it's already been done.
Good luck, then. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Usher. Okay. How did you bomb an interview? 585-252-9800. If you have a great story of how you just didn't get the job. So my buddy Chris, who I've talked about a handful of times on this show, been out of work for a little while now, finally had a couple job interviews lined up. Things were looking promising. He's been struggling for the last year, man. So, I mean, needless to say,
I feel like he's been struggling for the past 3 years we've been doing this show.
My math could be off, but I was pulling for him. We'll see.
Every time you say his name, I'm like, hasn't he been struggling for 10 years? Anyways. Sorry, Chris. Love you.
So he goes in for the interview and he thinks he's absolutely nailing it. For whatever reason, the hiring manager decided to test him. And she says, why don't you tell us why you want to work at this company? And he gave some half-assed answer. And the hiring manager looks at him and says, we actually don't do any of that here. She goes, this is a tech startup for a new app.
Oh, no. He had no idea where he was.
She goes, we have nothing to do with the dental industry.
Oh,
I go, my. He thought he was going in for a sales role to sell dental equipment. She goes, do you know which company you are interviewing for? He says, yeah. She goes, what's the name of our company? And he didn't know. He just continues.
He had no clue.
He didn't know. He didn't even answer. He said he just continued on with the interview. And he goes, so what's the vibe here with the company culture? And she replied with professional.
Oh, my. That's really bad.
Interview
like,
over.
At least look into where you're going.
So he didn't get the job and now he's continuing to struggle.
I am so, like, I don't think I've ever really done an interview for a career.
Really?
Obviously, I've done an interview for
I hated
restaurants
the,
and stuff.
That, yeah, and it's different. It's the same, but it's different because for whatever reason, I hated the interview process. I used to buy books. I had to study. It's the same stupid questions. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Anyone get that question?
Well,
what's your response?
If you found $100 on the ground, what would you do with it?
Honestly, I would keep it.
I know. I'm like, put it in my wallet.
The interview process is just you sitting there and lying to the individual's face.
And like,
you're just telling them what they want to hear.
Also, how have they not picked up on that yet?
You know what I mean? I think they know. I think they know because hiring managers lie to get the hiring manager job.
True. Very true.
Look at some of the texts coming in. How did you bomb your job interview? I know some of you got stories. Let us know. Dan's weighing in and says, what's up, Moose and Breezy? I once showed up to an interview with two different shoes. One black and one brown. Didn't get the job, but I was memorable. Right. How did you even do that? Anthony says, I tried to be honest.
I was also drunk.
Right. Like my buddy Chris. I was like, were you high? Anthony says, I tried to be honest and said, I don't really like working in teams. At least I was truthful. Yes, right.
They go, so this is a team role that you're applying for. You're going to be the project manager of a team of seven.
I was interviewing for this job once. They asked me, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I was like, I'll probably win an Oscar.
Oh, God. What a jump scare.
Yeah.
They were like, dream big, kid. You didn't get the cashier job at Walmart. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is perfect. Hey, Moose and Breeze, I once got asked, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I panicked and said, hopefully not here. Interview ended really quick. I bet it
did. Know. Like, that was my next question is, like, when you are asked that question, which I think is a dumb question because I feel like your goals and dreams evolve as time goes on. So what you wanted for your 5-year plan 2 years ago might not be what you want now.
No, of course not.
So I think it's a dumb question. But like, what if someone was honestly, I see myself dead, if I'm being honest.
The best answer, though, is they want to check to see if you're committed and loyal to what they're doing.
Right.
Or sometimes they want to be like, well, I'm hoping to take your position. I'd like to move up and see myself grow here at the company. You know, they want someone who's ambitious.
Yeah.
But one of the questions I absolutely hate is, what is your biggest weakness?
Yeah. And like, obviously, I'm always going to say perfectionism.
My biggest weakness is knowing that I'm not always the smartest one in the room. Yeah, they like that.
That's just true, though.
Listen, if you're going to go in for a job interview, at least know the company's damn name. Now my buddy's going to come to me and ask me if I can Venmo him $50 for food.
He's like, I gotta eat, man.
I was pulling
like,
from.
What?
This affects all of us.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.